In the most recent television version of Sherlock Holmes, Benedict Cumberbatch's performance is steeped in this sense of melancholy and frustration.
Look at that, Mrs. Hudson. Quiet, calm, peaceful. Isn't it hateful?
Oh, I'm sure something will turn up, Sherlock. A nice murder. That'll cheer you up.
Can't come too soon.
For all the bleakness in Wilmer's performance, on the rare occasion that he allowed Holmes some humour, he was rebuked by a critical television fan base.
Last night, as I watched The Six Napoleons, I gazed with incredulous horror as you, sir, laughed. But I beg you, sir, if not for your own sake, then for the sake of the man himself, do not show your emotions.
Wilmer's version of Holmes as a brooding, cold-mannered, gothic anti-hero was perhaps too faithful and buttoned up for the 60s pop generation. Sherlock Holmes now came to life in strip cartoons, in league with Superman, and in true comic book style, his arch-villain ceased to be Professor Moriarty and became Jack the Ripper.
The John Neville film, A Study in Terror, there is an American poster where he's called the original Caped Crusader, and it has bow, piff, bang, in a sort of Batman style. And even though the film isn't camp at all, you can sense that they're slightly struggling there with where to place a character who might otherwise feel slightly outdated.
A Study in Terror took Holmes on a far more sexually explicit adventure,